How did they contact you?
Well, telepathically at that time. You know how that works?
And when you say again, the first time was...
Well, the first time we had physical and then telepathic. Telepathic is kind of like working on a cell phone without the cell phone.
Right.
Each one of us have a different frequency, right? When you pray, you're putting out a mm-hmm. thought. And when you meditate, you're hoping to receive a thought. In fact, you know, biblically speaking, John 1 says, in the beginning there was the Word, and the Word was God. That wasn't even correct translation. In the beginning was thought, because words are just thought out loud.
Exactly. So you're getting this kind of contact at that time.
Exactly. And with verification, you know, with their beam ships, and I still do all the time that things are, they're just monitoring the entire planet right now, and they're trying to keep the planet stabilized. Because there's a lot of events that are coming up.
Did they contact you because of your relationship with Billy Meyer and the fact that, you know, if he signs off on you, you're okay? Or?
Well, it turns out since then it's opened up another Pandora's box that it was a trigger to awaken me to what I was supposed to be doing in the first place. I guess I volunteered to have this mission, and at the time... to have the mission to awaken mankind or do what I'm supposed to be doing, it was all part of the sequence of events. Nothing happens exactly like you and I may plan, George, frankly. And that's like reading the special message on my website. That'll trigger a lot of people to activate their if you want to call it, their connection with higher energies. Let's just put it that way.
Because I understand we'll get to this, but you're going to give out this handbook for free, right?
So, well, when I got with the extraterrestrials, put yourself in my position. I understand that there's a possibility that this planet will be extinct in the next 8 years.
8 years?
Well, year 2012, which is, you know, basically
which
coincides.
Is that?
Well, that's the plan. 2000 is to reduce the world's population down to 500 million. By then, the Mayans calculate the end beginning, if you know, of their calendar. I mean, about everything comes into the coordination, this coordination of events, or the sequence of events on this thing.
Now, are these extraterrestrials warning you to warn us, or are they part of this thing?
No, they're monitoring us. Remember the free will thing that's involved. Now, look, I've flown around the planet. I went to Beijing, China with this information, to give you an idea. And the Chinese government, they just kind of laugh because they have government publications, ongoing government monthly publications, frankly, on the direct contacts with extraterrestrials and the Chinese. I don't know if you knew that or not. My son's a nuclear physicist, and he happens to be in the secret city in Russia right now. Now, you're probably aware that they have 22,000 nuclear warheads.
Well, yes, they've always had those.
Yeah, aimed at the United States in the last 3 years, they've been upscaling all of this material.
They're supposed to be descaling it.
No, they stopped it when we hit Iraq. Putin says, forget that. My son is in the secret city. He's a nuclear physicist, I'm saying. He's a senior engineer with Bechtel.
Don't you think he better get out of there?
He's leaving, as a matter of fact, as we speak, should be back next week. And then he's... there's no place going to be safe on the planet, George. I mean, I look all the way around. I've been trying to find a place myself. But we're going to be affected every place.
Well, except for this underground storage place for those types.
You and I probably don't want to live underground, do we?
I don't want to live underground. Heck no.
No, so that's... I do know that the Pleiadians have gone through this on other planets, and they have these domed housing, monolithic domes. So you're probably familiar with those, these concrete dome things.
Yes.
And I started to build those, and I think people ought to investigate that because you're going to have to withstand the high winds. Because if everything that's going to be coming up, we're going to have like 350 to 400 mile an hour winds. Now, this is all natural things that are going to occur before the supposed shift of the planet. Meanwhile, so all these things coincide together with the political agenda to have us all come down so we can all blame God or somebody else for all the events that are going to occur, or follow the prophecies. One of the two.
Yet you think they're the ones who will bring it down upon us.
Exactly. Except for the extraterrestrials that I've been contacted with says, wake up, guys, you're in a huge play. You know, it's like William Shakespeare said, the whole world's the stage and we're just the players on this thing, which is actually correct. The thing is that there's play going on multi-dimensions and from different places right now. There's a group of extraterrestrials that consider us a virtual reality game. And they really hope we destroy ourselves because they want the mineral resources on the planet. So imagine...
Why don't they just come in and take care of us on their own?
Well, because there's four laws that are in the little handbook for the new paradigm that I'm giving away.
Right.
All right. In the handbook, it will give you the laws, and it'll affect them at some point, too, because we have that first law was basically a law of attraction. What you put out, you're going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in effect, what you do is going to affect somewhere, someplace. You know, the old chaos theory, the old butterfly flopping its wings someplace, and you're going to have a hurricane someplace else sometime. That's basically what's happening to planet Earth. So we're the focus now of a lot of different of extraterrestrials to see what you and I do, because it's up to us to save the planet. Well, it's going to save itself. It's up to us to save a remnant, at least, through this.
Do you believe these ETs have been in contact with levels of government?
Oh, sure.
Freely?
I think both sides. I'm looking at freely. I think there's a group of extraterrestrials that have been helping some of the leaders all along. I think there's a group of extraterrestrials. Well, you know, the Pleiadians, their story is they lived to be 1,000 years old, and they explained to us that all the different races come from a different star system.
Well, the ones that are dealing with you, they're just the Pleiadians?
No, above that. When I was in Switzerland, one of the things that really confused me is they said that they are in constant communion with spirit. I didn't quite understand that, George, frankly. I mean, I'm taking pictures of beam ships and all kinds of stuff myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sitting here, they said that they're in constant communion with spirit, which means what? In other words, there's a higher energy of someplace that is coming down. And what we are, on a very physical basis, is nothing more than a hologram containing a spirit or condensed light.
Well, I don't find that unusual.
Well, in fact, I have pictures that I've taken where the spacecraft was, if you want to look at it, invisible, then become light, and then became a solid object. And when I do my lectures, for instance, I show all these things.
That could be also why some of these UFOs seem to pop up and disappear.
Well, that's half of the battle. When they condense, that's how they travel between, you know, here and like the Pleiades, which is 500 light years away.
So at least you believe that they are traveling in some kind of physical plane in the universe as opposed to going into other dimensions?
Well, no. What they do is condense time and space by using what they call gravity wave amplifiers. I mean, they shared a lot of the technology. Now, my background being in engineering, I was kind of analyzing everything. How do we apply this and how can we, you and I, use the same information? As a matter of fact, I flew down to South America. There was a group of extraterrestrials that look humanoid, but they're basically plants.
They're plants?
Yeah, they have chlorophyll, basically, running through their system. And they were seeing if they could live with us symbiotically. Basically, they would take in our carbon dioxide and give out oxygen. And, you know, we're killing off all the largest oxygen producers on the planet.